We have been avoiding questions. Everything's been answered.
Has it?
Name one question that has not. That is unanswered.
How did you guys first get together?
We told you.
You planted grapes.
Yeah, and then John and I met in high school, and then he was being tattooed by him, and he said, hey, we're starting a band, you want to join? And he said, yes. The end.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 106.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
What is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me.
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Coming to you from high atop the Greenwood neighborhood here in beautiful North Seattle, Washington. We've got a great show planned for you today, everybody.
I'm not joking around here.
It's going to be a good one.
Woo!
I had the good fortune. Is that right? No, that's not right. I was fortunate enough to go to the Capitol Hill Block Party this last weekend and talk to three great bands. Which I wanted to bring to your attention. All great people. We're going to be featuring short interviews with three bands. The first one coming up is from this band Pony Time, which is great. The next one will be Hot Bonnies in Motion. And then we end things with Sand Rider, the interview that you heard a snippet of there. And it's interesting. It gets interesting because yours truly here. Was you know, interviewing them. Everything was going along splendidly. We were having a lot of fun. Things were being smoked in the green room there in Numo's or in Barboza, and I think I got a little contact. I got a little contact with things, and I forgot that they had told me something, which you can hear a little bit later. And it's kind of funny. And I feel bad. I feel bad because I called them out on something that they did not deserve to be called out on. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Anyway, all three of these bands, by the way, played great shows. It was a lot of fun seeing them play. And I would urge any of you that are in the Seattle area or, you know, in places where they are touring around to go and check these guys out. And we'll give websites and everything there for you to check out in the meantime. A couple things to get to. First, though, a lot of you have downloaded the Bob Saget interview now, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. We did get some good feedback from that. Now, Michael O'Brien, the publicist for Bob Saget, emailed us the day after the interview and said, hey, Bob had a great time, you know, talking with you, and he'd love to meet you. So here's two tickets. Why don't you come down to the show with your wife? Bring your wife. I'd like to meet her, too, and hang out afterwards and meet Bob. And so that was pretty cool, man, right? That's awesome. That's totally rad. And so we did that last Thursday, had a great time, got to sit right dead center in the front row, and it was a great show. It was a wonderful show down there at the Moor here in Seattle, and he was videotaping for his live special that they're going to be shopping around here. So hopefully sometime soon you'll be able to see it, let's see, HBO, Comedy Central, maybe on DVD. You know, somewhere. So, you know, we'll let you know when that comes out, because I think Mairead and I are basically going to be on TV.
What?
Yeah, totally. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It was a great live show. I had a lot of fun. And it was fantastic meeting the guy. He is so nice in person. When we met him, it was just a total ego boost, because he knew who I was. after I introduced myself, and he called the guy over that set the interview up, and he was like, "Hey, Michael, this is Aaron. This is the guy we talked to last week." Aaron Mason was there from the Grapes of Rad as well, because he talked to him as well, and yeah, we proceeded to talk to him for about, you know, 30 minutes or so, you know, maybe it was closer to 20. I don't know. But anyway, they were super, super nice, and all these people were kind of standing around waiting to get pictures with them and stuff like that, and he chose to talk to us. So it was awesome. It was awesome. We had a great time. Great time. Let's see. I mentioned Grapes of Rad there. They had a great live show there on Wednesday of last week, which was fantastic. I had the pleasure of meeting some of you there. And I had, let's see. There were some guys there that didn't listen to the show. They didn't listen to the show, but I think I talked them into it. And I believe their names were Jesse, Jake, and Dan, I believe. So two of them were brothers. They were like twins because they looked a lot alike. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong. I don't know. I had been drinking. But it was a great live show. Also got to meet another Jake from Portland. He was a great dude. He listens to the show. Thank you, listener Jake. And then the beautiful listener Sarah, which I've had correspondence with in the past, and finally got to meet her in person. So it was a pleasure meeting all of you guys, it was a lot of fun seeing the Grapes of Rad live show. We've got, from said listener Sarah, we've got this email that I'd like to read for you guys, because it pertains to something that I had problems with. Well, I've had problems with it a lot. You may remember in a past episode I talked about how my feet get real hot, and it's very uncomfortable. And I don't know whether or not it's like bad circulation or what. But this is what listener Sarah had to say. She said, "Hello, Aaron. TBTL once had a defend yourself involving Crocs. The chick who was defending her choice of hideous footwear said she had a medical condition which she called hot feet. I don't know if that's the proper name for that condition, but we'll go with that for now. Apparently, keeping the feet well ventilated curbs the symptoms somewhat, hence the Crocs." Well, I do know that. I do know that. "Although I cannot condone the wearing of Crocs, perhaps it doesn't throw a funk into your fashion. You can throw some flip-flops into the mix to alleviate your daytime discomfort." Well, I can't really do that, Sarah, because I work, you know, out in kind of the construction field, and I'm required to wear big, heavy boots, which sucks. But I will say, I usually wear slip-ons so I can just slip them off. Like if I'm in a movie theater or something like that, just slip them right off. She continues, "At the very least, you know you're not alone in your suffering. Indeed, it is a thing. You can skip looking up foot cancer on WebMD." That's great. Well, yeah, she says, she ends the email with, "Anywho, keep bombing my ear holes. Loves, Sarah." Best listener ever. You got that right. You got that right. Sent from my high horse, which I would believe. I'd believe that. Anyway, that was from listener Sarah. I believe from Puyallup. Yeah, it was nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. And we've got a couple new iTunes reviews. Remember, you can go to iTunes. We urge you to go to iTunes and rate and review the show. It helps us continue to get great guests on, and we really appreciate it in the meantime. And of course, it boosts my ego, right? It totally boosts my ego. This one is from Sweet Farmers. It's 5-star review. That's good. That's good stuff. "They ain't lying. Bombs of awesome, certainly. The guests are interesting, the host is funny, and the whole show is just a fun way to spend an hour. Keep up the good work." Thank you very much, Sweet Farmers. Really appreciate that. And then this next one, great show, 5-star review. "Total NYC fan. Keep up the great work." Well, thank you, Sambo Steve. I believe he's been in correspondence in the past as well. Sambo Steve, thank you very much for listening over there in New York City. And if you guys want to help us out, what you can do is just insert the Air Raid podcast into normal conversation, right? Well, I know I've said this before, but just do that. Do that. Like when you're talking to somebody, brings up Bob Saget. You just say, "Well, aha, I heard a fantastic interview with Bob Saget. And you can check it out on the Air Raid podcast. It just don't give them any clues. Don't no spoilers on that. Just tell them where to find it. Oh, yeah. So please do that. Go to iTunes, rate, review the show. And if you'd like to send me an email, if you hate something that I'm talking about, or you just want to give your two cents on some sort of medical condition that I might have and might be bitching about at that point in time, you can send me emails, aaron@air-raid.net. So, yeah, I enjoy getting those, and I enjoy reading these reviews and seeing that we're getting people actually to listen to this show. So please, 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 do us a solid, will you? Go and review the show. We really appreciate it. All right, let's do this. We're going to go to our first interview. This band, let's see, Pony Time from here in Seattle. Capitol Hill Block Party, if you don't know. A lot of local acts. And then some national ones as well that kind of close out the show. But a lot of really good local stuff going on. They close off, I don't know, what is it? Like maybe five city blocks or so in the Capitol Hill neighborhood here in Seattle. And they just kind of chain link everything off. There's a bunch of restaurants and bars that are kind of involved in it. So they're within kind of the festival limits there. And you can just go into, you know, you just walk around the streets and go into these different venues and see shows. There's a couple of outside stages set up. And it's just a lot of fun. A lot of people this year, though. Holy shit. And you know what? You know what? One thing I did notice this year, a lot of bros. A lot of bros at the Capitol Hill Block Party. Lots of big, strong arms and beefy necks. A lot of beefy necks and a lot of Ray-Ban sunglasses. I don't know if that's a good thing, people. But there was a lot of bros at the Capitol Hill Block Party. Lots of backward mesh hats and things of that nature. Anyway, I had fun regardless. I did have fun. Although I will say I was a little burnt out. We had a long week. We did the Grapes of Rad live show on Wednesday, and once again it was great to meet a lot of you there. And then we did Bob Saget the next night. And then the next day, we went over to visit Mairead's family that was in from Boston over in the Paulsbow neighborhood over on the Kitsap Peninsula. So that was a drive and a half. And then came back the next morning and had to go straight down to Capitol Hill Block Party to get these awesome interviews, this one being Pony Time. And we're going to go with the song from Pony Time called Lori and Judy. And you can find them on the internet, pony-time.bandcamp.com. Go and check them out. This is a band you're going to want to know about. You're going to hear a lot from them in the future. I guarantee it. All right, this is Lori and Judy, and we'll be right back with our interview from Capitol Hill Block Party 2012 with the band Pony Time. All right, we'll be right back. Capitol Hill Block Party at the Cha-Cha, and I'm talking with Stacy and Luke, two parts of the whole part of Pony Time. How's it going, guys?
Awesome.
It's going great.
That was Luke. That was Stacy. So you guys are about to, when do you play?
We play at 6:45.
Oh, 6:45?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I was totally off. I thought you guys were playing in like 10 minutes. So now we can have a conversation for like 4 hours.
Go, yeah.
Let's just bro down.
You're going to know so much about us.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So we were talking a little bit before we started recording here. You guys have been a band for about 2.5 years, mm-hmm. right? And how did you guys meet?
Luke has an electrician's business, and I was his apprentice. And then we met that way, and then we ended up living together
and we just kind of started playing together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Romantically involved?
Absolutely not.
It was, you know, I had to ask.
A lot of people would think I was Luke's wife while we worked together, though, for some reason.
Really?
They couldn't fathom that he would have a lady apprentice for any other reason than he was, like, throwing his wife a bone.
A bone?
Yeah.
So to speak?
Yes.
Well, did you get a lot of grief for that, too? Because were people like, oh, that's Luke's wife. She just works here because they're involved?
No, we'd set him straight pretty quick.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So you own your own electrical business?
Yes.
Are you like a journeyman?
Yes, I am.
Really?
No joke.
Wow. How long does it take to become a journeyman electrician?
I'm a commercially licensed journeyman, so that was 4-year apprenticeship.
Okay, okay. So it's like you work with somebody else for 4 years?
Exactly.
And then, so it's almost like getting your law degree or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Except like you can die if you get shocked.
Yeah, you can. But, yeah.
Have you ever been shocked?
Yes, several times.
Like bad enough to take you to the hospital?
No, nothing that bad, because I work smart. I obey all OSHA regulations.
I guess you probably don't make it to, like, journeyman status if you die, right?
No, probably not.
Yeah. So it's a two-piece band. Stacy, you play drums.
Right.
And Luke plays bass.
Yes.
And did it just kind of come together like that, or were you looking at a time? Were you guys looking to be a three-piece, like a guitar player? Or?
Yes, I think originally I was going to play guitar, and we were going to have somebody else play the bass. But I had all these bass parts written, and so while we were waiting to find a bass player, I just stuck with the bass because that seemed to be the best part of the songs, I thought.
Yeah.
I guess, but we just never found anybody to play guitar, so we just...
Right, right.
You're lazy.
Yeah.
Like
I think it's a great combination because especially with like bass and drums, I used to be in a band, we were a two-piece for a long time, and we would switch off, like I would play drums and the other guy would play bass and then I would play guitar and he would play drums, and it always sounded like so, I don't know, there was something missing when I would play guitar, you know? But when there's just bass and drums, it feels really full because you have that like deep sound that kind of fills everything out, right?
Luke uses a lot of pedals that really fill stuff out too and makes it so that everything doesn't sound exactly the same.
Right.
And he also has a baritone guitar that he uses for a few songs
to mix
it up a little bit too. I don't think it's missing anything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I did not mean to make it sound like that either. Because, no, like I said before
cool.
we started.
This interview's over.
Yeah, we're done, okay? So this is your first time playing Capitol Hill Block Party?
Yes.
But you guys play around town quite a bit?
Yes, we play a lot. Just a lot, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
where's
we end
that?
Up playing like 4 times a month or something crazy like
that. Oh, really?
That. Yeah, oh, but we're taking a break after this for a couple months to write a new record.
Oh, okay, cool. Is it going to be a full length? Or?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, right on. Are we going to hear some of the new stuff tonight, or do you guys have that new stuff
like
yet?
Yeah, probably like half our set is new songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I think several of these songs is going to be close to the last time you'll hear them for a while. Because when we emerge on the other side of this break, we want to be able to have a whole new set.
Yeah.
And give people a whole new reason to see the new revamped Pony Time.
Awesome. So where do you guys usually play? Is there a spot that you guys like the best here in town?
We play at the Fun House a lot.
Oh, okay.
And
that's going away though, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure when that's closing exactly. We keep getting asked to play there. So
I know, I keep on hearing that it's like it was going to close down, and then it's still alive.
No, it's a done deal because they had like a 6-month clause to vacate, so they had to be given a 6-month notice.
Luke actually does electrical work there.
I can imagine that the Funhouse needs a lot, too.
No, they're all set up now.
After you got there.
It's a punk
after
rock
you got there, right? Yeah. sometimes you get shocked using the microphones, you know? That's
you used to. That's, I think, the first reason they called me in. People were getting shocked on the microphones.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, I went there, I played there once in my old band, and I had just had surgery on my back, so I could barely move. I was literally like walking around like a geriatric patient, and I got shocked. On the microphone and like reeled back really quick and just made everything worse in the back area because I jolted back, right? It was terrible. It was a bad show. You guys should have been there.
Shock therapy did not work.
It did not work.
Luke fixed that for everyone. He's like an angel.
yeah. And now they're closing.
Yeah.
Shitty. Yeah. Totally shitty.
They'll open a new one.
Yeah.
For sure.
So are you guys planning on shopping the new album around? Are you signed currently?
We have a label right now that's called Per Se Records.
Okay. They're local.
I don't know. Yeah, they're local. Company. They only have two bands.
Oh, okay.
Right now, it's very new.
Yeah.
But they put out a last release. It's just called Pony Time. It was six songs.
Okay.
And
that's the one that's available on the web.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and our first cassette tape's available on the internet.
You're doing cassettes?
Yeah, our first thing was a cassette, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't Stop Believing records and tapes.
Oh, nice.
They put that out.
Cool.
We've got it all sort of like in
eight different bars. Keep going.
We just have records and tapes. We have CDs, too. That's kind of boring.
Is it? I've noticed that that's a thing now, too. Like, people are doing the tape thing now. On top of doing like
well, it's like a thing that you can't, like everything's all digital and stuff now,
right.
So it's like a thing that, it's like a collector thing.
Yeah, totally, and you get like, you include like a digital download card or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Also with the tapes, you can do small runs for not that much money.
Is it cheaper than making like a small run of a CD?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. I would think it like by now it would be more expensive because it just doesn't exist anymore or something.
It's like you don't have to order so many at once.
Right.
So
right.
It just makes it a little bit easier.
That's cool.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
It's easy to do small runs of like 50 or 100. Or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, how long? Let's switch gears a little bit. Like, well, actually, first. So, is the next record gonna be on tape or vinyl or CD?
Hopefully, it'll be on vinyl.
Oh, okay.
We don't know exactly what's gonna happen with it yet.
Yeah. Do you have a name for it yet? Probably not, right? You guys.
You're not that. Not that far ahead.
Hey, that's usually like the hardest part.
Right.
That's why our last one was just called Pony Time because we couldn't agree on it.
Right, right. How long did it take you to come up with Pony Time? Because I love that band.
Stacy came up with that.
I just came up with it and then I didn't realize that it was a Chubby Checker song and now everyone thinks that it's from that.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that.
See, there you go. It is.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Another Twist song from 1961.
Oh no shit! Oh, that's cool.
It's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to look that up as well. So, shit. Where was I gonna go? I'm gonna include this all in the interview too. I'm not gonna cut this out. What's that?
Can we just let loose?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can swear. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's internet.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Capitol Hill fucking block party. Fuck.
Pony fucking time is our Twitter handle.
What is it?
Pony fucking time.
That's Twitter?
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
I mean, just since I can throw it out there.
So, are you guys planning on going on tour anytime soon then? Like, well, I guess after the break?
We just got back from tour about a month ago.
Where did you guys go?
We did a West Coast thing.
Go down to L.A. and all that good stuff down in California?
Yeah, we caught some of the, like, smaller places on the way back up, like Reno and Missoula and Boise, Spokane. That was really fun.
Right on. How'd it go? You guys have a good turnout?
It was incredible.
Yeah?
One of the best times of my life.
Really?
We went with Stickers.
Okay.
Also another band. So we had two bands in one van, and it was just incredible.
How many people in that van?
There's three people in that van, so we were just
five.
Gear and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. Cut down on the space inside that thing.
Right.
And so was that your guys' first tour?
It was our third tour, actually. Yeah, we've done three West Coast tours. We want to get up to the East Coast, hopefully. as soon as possible. It's just like a little bit difficult with work schedules and stuff like that.
Right, right. Well, excellent. Well, hopefully for this for the new record, in support of the new record, you guys make it out to the East Coast then, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
So our listeners over in New York can come and see you guys sometime soon, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, within the next year?
I mean, after listening to this interview, I don't know how anyone could not.
How anyone would not want to. What? Yeah. All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining me and taking the time to talk with me for a moment.
Yeah, no problem.
Luke, Stacy, looking forward to seeing you guys play.
Thanks.
All right.
All right, welcome back. Oh, excuse me. That was Stacy and Luke of Pony Time. Fantastic people and fantastic live band, as well as this recording. I love it. I absolutely love it. This is the song Lori and Judy, and of course you can find them at pony-time.bandcamp.com. So go and check that out. Also, they're on Facebook and Twitter. So type that into a search wherever you please. So the next one coming up is this band called Hot Bodies in Motion, which I am not intimately familiar with. However, when I was looking at the schedule and the lineup for Capitol Hill Block Party, their name kind of jumped out at me. I mean, Hot Bodies in Motion, come on, right? That sounds cool. And so I checked it out, and it is fantastic. And it's kind of like, you know, they're kind of along the lines of that new sound coming out of Seattle, where it's kind of a throwback sound, right? It's a little funky. It's definitely danceable, and it's good. It's got some soul, some R&B to it, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this. So I had the pleasure of talking with, I believe his name is Ben Carson of... of Hot Bodies in Motion, and I'm checking this because I want to make sure that I got his name right. Yeah, Ben Carson. Duh. Of course I got it right. I'm a pro, man. I'm a fake pro at this. Anyway, they were playing the Vera stage at Capitol Hill Block Party this year, and so I met Ben behind the stage, and we went around the corner on the sidewalk and had ourselves a little chat. Wow. Wow, I think I still got that whole contact high thing going on from Sand Rider's green room. Anyway, this is Hot Bodies in Motion. The song is called Old Habits, and when we get back, we'll be talking with Ben Carson of the band. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I forgot to give their website, www.hotbodiesinmotion.com. Go and check them out. Got all their tour dates and everything up there. Okay, coming up. Ben Carson of Hot Bodies in Motion. We'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us. True be told, the dull thing she knows, the dull thing she knows that she had. Now she's on her almost all of the time, cause I do want her back. Gonna pull them back, cause it's time I broke the news.
you guys like to have fun?
Oh, we love to have fun, and we make fun of ourselves probably as much as other people, I would say.
Do you find that's good?
Yeah.
Do you find
50-50 ratio.
Do you find that, like, because it seems like there's been a little bit of a sea change in Seattle where people were definitely taking themselves way too seriously.
Oh, totally.
Like, musically, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's people are finally looking at cameras when they take pictures of you, and they're smiling.
Yeah.
Instead of looking down into the corner or something like
that. Yeah, you mean like the artists or
the artists.
Participants?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like the artists, there's a change, and I think in what people are looking for, and I feel like Seattle has the stigma of like the stand and stare, like, show culture.
Yeah.
And that has, like, dramatically changed. And people go and, like, they get down. At least at our shows, they do.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
fun.
You guys,
it's
okay, so, yeah. And by the way, I am recording all this.
Oh, okay.
So,
we're on.
We're on. Cool. We're on. So, Ben is, what's your last name, Ben?
Carson.
Ben Carson is joining me from the band Hot Bodies in Motion here at Capitol Hill Block Party on Capitol Hill in Seattle. We're just talking about there's been a sea change in Seattle a little bit, and you guys play a little bit more of, like, you know, danceable.
Absolutely.
Danceable tunes. It's I would say kind of along the lines of, like, almost R&B.
yeah, exactly.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit of soul in
and
there.
There's been a lot of change in the stuff we're writing too. I was actually, this sounds weird, but I was listening to our old EP today.
Oh, weird. That's
I know
weird.
I listened to
that's
myself.
That's weird, Ben.
Just
Carson.
Because we're producing new stuff now, and we're so excited with how the new stuff sounds.
Yeah.
I went back and listened to the old stuff, and I'm like, it's good, but young and immature, and I feel like the band has leveled up, like, mm-hmm. On a personal level, like, we all understand each other more creatively.
Yeah.
So that when we go in the studio, we can knock it out, and so we're writing a lot more of, like, the R&B, dancey, just like you said, casual. Like, casual and cool is what we're going for, and not, like, super, like, we're going to write really heavy songs about death, and we do write some about darkness and, you know.
Yeah, and about meth abuse and,
yes, exactly.
And things like that. Yeah,
of course,
okay.
Black Tar Heroin.
Yeah.
That's the name of our new album. yes, but I mean, like, you can have fun, and you can,
right.
And music can be an escape and a creative outlet and a release. And
so, was that a conscious decision by people in the band that were like, let's put a little spring in our step, or what?
I think it's always been at, like, the core of what we wanted. Like, when we first started, it was, like, danceable blues.
Yeah.
And now we want just, like, good, like vibey. We want people to, like, feel the energy that we're making, and we want it to be, like, alive, genuine, and honest. I feel like there's so much manufactured music out there, overproduced, that comes off not genuine, not real.
Yeah.
And I feel like the consumers are kind of catching onto it, and they're going to want something that's real, and that's what we want to provide.
Okay.
It's like a human experience, and we do things live that could fail every time we do it.
Yeah.
Like, I take some risks. Our drummer takes some risks, because that's what's fun about seeing humans play live music.
Right, right.
I mean, it's kind of the NASCAR effect, right? Like, you're like, you don't know why you're. I don't know. I mean,
that's a great analogy.
I don't know,
you're just
but
waiting,
like,
waiting for somebody to crash, right?
Yeah, kind of. And, like, and the fact that it could crash makes it that much more exciting.
Right, right.
And to see a band go up there and, like, put themselves out there. So that's what we want to do. We want to, like, have a creative energy on stage.
Yeah.
We want people to feel it.
So how long have you guys been a band?
Tim, the drummer, Scott, the guitar player, and myself started playing in 2009. I think our first show was
in
2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been doing it for a little while?
Yeah. A little while. And it takes that time to gel as like musicians. It does. Yeah.
And because you guys are a local band,
yeah.
right?
Here I would
Seattle.
Say we're just starting.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we've been playing together around town and stuff, but, like, we're hitting our stride now. The songs are the best I've ever been.
We've got a good following on, like, Facebook
and
social media sites and stuff. Checking out your music, like, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, this goes back to, like, the whole kind of the new, you know, like, the new kind of hip soul that's coming out of Seattle right now, like,
totally.
With bands like yours and with Pickwick and stuff
Alan.
Like that. Like, Alan Stone is definitely a great example of that. And it seems like it's really starting to take hold, too, especially with the younger crowd, because it's so much easier to get into, right? Like, you have the ability to, like, in the crowd of letting loose and not not, you know, letting exactly. your freak flag fly, for lack of a better
There's
term.
A little anonymity in a big crowd
yeah.
where you
yeah,
can
yeah.
just kind of
yeah,
like
totally, totally.
Get down.
And yeah, because it was, it, and like you said, there was for the longest time, it was like people would stand around at shows and they look at their feet. Or, you know, mm-hmm. or they just stand there and bob their head. Yeah, but it's definitely changing. So do you see that as being like a different generation? Of kids
I like
in this town?
I like what you said earlier, sea change. I think
sea change?
People are okay. like they're ready for something new. And right. I think I hate that Seattle has this like gloomy what's the word? Like everything's like oh, no wonder they play gloomy music. They're from Seattle.
Yeah,
like
it's raining all the time. It yeah. is fucking beautiful today, by
yeah,
the way.
It like, is.
We're standing on the street, obviously, because a bus just drove by. But, yeah, it's gorgeous out today. It's what? What would you say? 75 degrees?
Yeah, easy. It's
yeah, beautiful. 75, 80 degrees out. The sun is shining. People are all in shorts and in flip-flops.
I know.
And short skirts, by the way.
It's definitely a... It's that time of year.
yes, sir.
But yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a new generation. I think it's the same people that love music and love the Seattle music scene.
Yeah.
And they're so faithful and they love it. But I think the palette is changing. Not so much the people are changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like people are like, hey, this is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
To go and
yeah.
like groove a little bit.
Right, right.
It's fun. And I yeah. think it Seattle does have roots in that. Like the Weedles groove, like 70s soul movement. And it's cool to see that come alive, both literally and figuratively, because Weedle's Groove is making a comeback, and that sound is making a comeback in the city, and I think it's cool, too.
Yeah. yeah
it's lively. Soul are Night you? At Lo-Fi? Are you kidding me? Have you ever been? It's
no,
fun.
I have not.
Go to Soul Night. They just play Soul Records at Lo-Fi. It's awesome.
Oh, right on. Right
yeah.
on. So do you live... You obviously, you live up here on the hill, then?
I don't. I live,
you don't?
We all live in Wallingford. Well,
oh, lame, dude.
I know. Wallingford's the best. I can
Wallingford
walk my dog
is great.
To the park.
I live in Greenwood. So
close,
you know. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I like Greenwood.
Yeah, yeah. Greenwood's a great place. Yeah. So, are you guys all originally from Seattle?
No, I'm from
transplants.
I'm from Salem, Oregon.
Okay.
Our drummer is from Paulsboro.
Paulsboro. No shit.
Yeah.
Really? That's where I'm from.
Really? You yeah. probably went to the same high
North
school.
North Kitsap.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Represent.
Yeah. And we've played like the Portside, and we even played Olympic College.
The Portside Pub.
Yeah. We did oh, for shit. Viking Fest. It's real.
Really?
That really happened last year. it was fun, man. At the Minette.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
The Minette. Dude, yeah, I love Paulsboro.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott's from Tacoma, our guitar player.
Uh-huh.
Tyler, our bass player, is from San Diego.
Oh, cool.
Came
okay.
up here for
so
college.
how did you guys all meet then?
Tyler's actually a new addition to the band as of like the past... probably 8
yeah,
or 9
months.
Yeah,
because you guys were a three-piece for a while.
Oh, right? No, we had another bass player,
oh,
but
oh,
he
okay,
did his
okay.
own solo stuff. He's still
gotcha,
doing it.
Gotcha,
Zach Fleury is his name. He's got some really cool stuff coming out. It was not a bad or bitter thing at all. It's just like,
yeah.
hey, I want to do my own thing for a bit. And we're like, do it. Tyler fits the vibe and loves the music, and
yeah.
we love having him. So
right on, right on.
Yeah.
So how did you guys all meet?
So it's kind of confusing, but we met with the original four members, including Zach. Zach moved to Nashville, and as he was leaving, was like, hey, you should hang out with my friend Tim, who's also from Paulsboro,
uh-huh.
and jam, I'm leaving, see ya. So he, like, left and didn't want to leave Tim without a partner to play with.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't want to leave Scott without a partner to play with, so he kind of hooked us up and then left. And we started playing, and then he moved back from Nashville and was like, I actually really like the stuff you guys are writing. Can I play bass for you? Because
oh, cool.
we didn't have a bass player. We were just writing stuff.
Uh-huh.
He played with us for about a year and a half, and then I'd say the last like 8 or 9 months, Tyler stepped up, and just I think it was a good fit. Like we really gelled
yeah,
really well,
yeah.
in a way we have
and
it.
And so it was like kind of an immediate kind of thing for
yeah.
you guys. Like
he gets it. He loves
sometimes
it
like you know you
he's
get
actually
into
Alan
band
Stone's
and...
old bassist.
Oh really?
But
oh,
he was
okay.
in college and
okay.
couldn't do the big tour schedule that Alan had.
Right, right.
So he couldn't go with Alan, so he jumped on with us because we're not doing like. Major dates like Alan
yeah,
is,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, do you guys tour at all?
We've toured quite a bit. And nothing like for long days at a time.
Uh-huh.
But we've got quite a few local dates coming up
okay.
and like Seattle, Bellingham. We do a lot in Boise. We're going to run down the coast, San Francisco, LA, but we haven't
yeah.
gotten to the East Coast at all, mostly like this side of Montana.
Okay, okay.
We're going to do a couple more runs.
Do you guys have a new album in the plans
oh
right now?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And it are sounds you? So freaking good.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll give
working
you a little sample
right
later.
Now.
Yeah,
oh,
so we've
that.
got four songs or actually, we've got four songs completely finished, another four songs that are almost finished, and then we've got more. We've got four more songs that are going to be recorded in September.
Oh, wonderful!
And we're going to be releasing them in groups of four.
Okay.
So we're
going
to be pairing them together and.
So just like a bunch of small EP. Or,
exactly.
EPs,
and then maybe do a final vinyl release.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final vinyl.
Yeah. And just release all the songs and plus a couple bonus tracks or like live tracks, something we haven't released on the vinyl.
Wonderful.
But I just think it's a smarter way to release something for both the consumer and the artist, because we can have a constant stream of content and the music's fresh. Because sometimes when you get a whole track of like 12 songs on an album, have you ever had that happen where you listen to like the first two songs, you're like, oh, this is really good, and then you listen to the next two.
They run together a little bit.
I don't know. We like to maybe like zoom in the microscope a little bit and kind of curate the batches that the songs come in. So we've intentionally paired the songs in groups of four and approached them in very intentional batches of four to be a cohesive element. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not just like four songs put together. I mean, it kind of is, but they're intentionally put together. Yeah.
I've never really spoken with anybody that's done it that way before. That's pretty unique.
I think you'll be seeing more of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so. Just because it's the age we live in.
You're starting the trend.
No, I'm not. We've seen other people do this, and I'm sure you'll see more of it.
Yeah, okay.
But we actually might even go digital only, like not print anything on physical.
Now, that is
CDs.
Definitely something a lot of people are starting to do.
Exactly.
But I was just speaking with a band earlier today, Pony Time, who is putting stuff out on cassette.
Yeah, a lot of bands are doing
that,
too.
And so some bands are going back to like the real lo-fi stuff, so you guys think you're going to go... Go all digital,
no,
huh?
I almost feel, I don't know if I should say this on the record, but I think that's kind of, it's kind of impractical, and it's like being hip for hip's sake.
It's like, and what they said is like, it's almost like it's a collector's item now.
Kind of.
You know, they give you like a download card.
Definitely.
With something like that.
I could see that.
Like a cassette.
But if
like,
that's the only way people can hear your music, that's just like, you're restricting yourself and the listener.
Right.
We want
it,
like the whole reason for us going digital is to make it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
For people to listen to it and for us to get it out there.
Yeah.
And for a band at our stage, it doesn't make sense to print thousands of copies of four-song EPs.
Right,
and then,
right. Well, it's definitely a lot cheaper, right?
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And, we just don't have the money to print it all. And we want to release it this way, and it's the only way we can do it. And really, if someone's like, I can only listen to CDs. I don't have iTunes or internet. Sweet, we're gonna bring like a spindle of burn CDs and like give them away.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about making music accessible to people. You know.
Right.
I don't know. That's how I feel.
Reaching the.
I'm not trying to hate on the cassette people.
No, I think
it's really badass when it's done like that. Like, so I've seen some bands where they actually hand draw all the inserts.
Yeah.
And they like really deck it out, and it's like a piece of art, which is awesome.
Right.
But if it's just tape, you're like, we're releasing it on cassette tape. Like, I don't even own anything I could play that on. Like, I don't even,
Well, that's what I said, too. I was like, I don't how does one play a cassette anymore?
Yeah. We actually toyed with the idea of doing that and, like, selling them with, like, Walkman. Like, they come,
that'd
like,
be rad.
You buy the tape and the Walkman.
That'd be
it's,
rad.
Like, one thing you walk away with. Clip it to your fanny pack, and you're good
to
go.
Clip it to your fanny pack.
Yeah.
Really just go all the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Well, Ben, thank you so much,
man.
Thanks
been really
for,
fun.
Thanks for talking
Are you
going to
stick around
really
for the set?
It. Yeah, totally.
Cool.
I'm gonna hopefully get some shots of you guys right up there close to the stage, and maybe you can just give me kissy face or something.
Of course,
like
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to look at you, give you a thumbs up. Thanks again, Aaron. This
all right.
Was fun.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Interviews are always fun. Misunderstand me when I say I'm gonna avoid you like a plague. Like a plague. Hear me when I say, old habits die, old habits die.
All right, we are back. That was our interview with Ben Carson, lead singer of the band Hot Bodies in Motion, there from Capitol Hill Block Party 2020. 12. What a class act, right? Yeah, cool dude, cool dude. Yeah, their band is great. you'll notice that I said I was going to go get shots of his band. So this is what happened. This is what happened. For Sasquatch, I got some real good pictures. I got some real good pictures. If you've been to our Facebook page, you can go and check that out, air-raid.net. Just search it in the at Facebook. Do that. Anyway, I got some great shots. Got great shots. I went out and I rented this nice lens and everything. Well, this time I kind of got to things a little bit late. I've been busy, man. Get off my back. Got to things a little bit late and ended up getting this lens that or borrowing a lens from my father-in-law. It just did not work out. It was the totally wrong size lens. I couldn't get any good shots up close, but we'll put up a couple. I screwed the pooch. I screwed the pooch on the photos this time around. So that will never happen again. Trust me. I remember. God, I gotta oil this reticulated mic arm, making a lot of noise. I apologize about that, and I apologize for some of the background noise issues with the field recorder. But it can't be helped. I've tried to kind of minimize that as much as possible, but when you're recording outside on a small handheld little digital recorder, it's hard to get real, real good sound. Anyway. Let's see. Last but not least, our interview with Sand Rider coming up here in just a moment. I remembered something while we were listening to that last interview. I waited for a while in the green room to get these guys. They were having some issues with the sound on stage there, and also with getting their gear into the venue. So I waited there for a little while, and let's see, before they got there, I had had quite a few drinks, so that may have contributed to me forgetting that they had just told me the story of how they formed as a band. Oh, listening back to this thing, I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. But yeah, this one has some sound quality issues because Rainwolf was playing upstairs as we were doing our little chat. So you'll definitely hear some Rainwolf in the background. But very, very cool guys, Dan, Nat, and Jesse. Dan and Nat of the band Akimbo here in Seattle, which I don't know if they're still together. I think they are. I think they still might play shows off and on, but fantastic, heavy metal band. Well, can you call it heavy metal? I don't know. Just rock. Let's just call it rock. Will we? Hey, heavy metal sounds stupid. It just sounds, I don't know. There's something that sounds cliche about it. I don't know. I like to call it rock. Rock music. Kimbo and then Jesse of another rock band called The Ruby Dough. Which kind of started over in Wenatchee and moved over to Seattle. Excellent, excellent band there as well. So if you haven't heard of those two, you should definitely go and check this out. This is going to be a little bit heavier music for your ear holes, but I hope you really enjoy it because I do. Sand Rider is a fantastic band. You can find them at, where is it? Sandrider.bandcamp.com. They've got a bunch of dates over in Missoula coming up. They're going to be playing Total Fest on August 16th in Missoula, Montana. So go and check them out, listeners in Missoula. I know we have a few. Yeah, great, great band. Great dudes. And I want to get these guys in studio because I would love to talk with them a little bit more and maybe, not be so messed up. Be so messed up when I talk to them. All right. This is Sand Rider. The song is called Children. And when we get back, we'll be talking with the band, Nat, Dan, and Jesse at Capitol Hill Block Party 2012. Stay with us. We'll be right back. what's in that?
That's medicine. That's medicine. Yeah, daddy's medicine.
Heroin and Sudafed.
Lay the hair on.
Right.
Just hair.
All right, so I'm sitting here with the band Sand Rider, the new hair metal band in Seattle, Washington.
By hairy, you mean hairy back.
Hairy backs and hairy faces, right? Right? Except for Nat. Nat has...
Downstairs. I may have a lot of hair in my head, but the majority, I mean, downstairs puts this to shame.
I imagine
that's true.
A man with a stiff basement. Stiff.
Why don't you guys scoot in just a little bit closer here? Or right, actually, I'll come to you. I'll come to you. Fuck it. I'll stand up. Shit.
It's mighty big yet.
I'm a professional. So let's introduce you guys. We've got...
I'm Jesse. I play bass.
John, play guitar.
I'm Nat. I play drums.
And you guys are kind of like a combo of Akimbo and the Ruby Doe.
Indeed.
Right. Fans of both bands and now fans of this one. Now, are you guys, I wanted to ask you really quick, are you guys just total fucking nerds or what? Yeah. Like, Sand Rider is like a callback to Doom,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what's that?
If I was going to be wrong on that, I was going to be really pissed off.
What's Doom? What's Doom?
Yeah. Nailed it.
If you ever see any song references, you've got a card. You're a card-carrying member of the nerd.
Right on. So are you guys more like sci-fi nerds, or do you LARP, or...
You know, I've never LARP before.
You've seen it, though, right?
All right, so there's...
Of course you've seen it.
There's a hierarchy of nerddom.
Right.
And I'm pretty deep in there.
Yeah.
But LARPing is at a...
Would you be like an Earl?
That's at a level. And so it's like... I don't think, like, so I play tabletop RPGs.
Okay.
And there are people...
So you do, like, Warhammer?
No, it's, I do, like, D&D, and I do a couple of the Palladium worlds. Like, I've done Rifts and TMNT and stuff like that.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
What?
It's a great RPG.
Are you serious?
Shut up.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow, I just lost cred right there.
You guys are laughing, but it's actually a really well written RPG.
I'm glad that exists in the world. It's not. I'm laughing with you, not at you.
It's based on the Palladium rule set. It's good. It's good. But there's guys who LARP and will do like, it's sort of like the further you get, you do all of the above, but you don't go any deeper. So I'm as deep as like tabletop RPGs, like pen and paper and dice.
Okay.
But LARPers are like a couple levels lower, and I don't go that far. So they do everything above, but I'm not that deep in.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've never done LARPing.
The way you're looking at me right now tells me you're lying.
No. He's never LARPed, but he does
own a sword.
Well, I own a sword.
Yeah. I've got multiple swords.
It amazes me that you guys didn't make that Red Fang video before Red Fang did.
Yeah.
Something wrong with little sword play every now and again?
Nothing wrong with a little sword play.
Go defend your home.
So let's delve deep into this. So are you guys more of like sci-fi guys then, or are you more of like Game of Thrones style?
I think a healthy mix.
All the above.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's good, I'm there. If it's shit, I'm not there. Like.
Well said.
Wow. Like
that's a great
discerning taste.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's gonna be in your tombstone.
New Star Wars.
If it was shit, I wasn't.
Dude,
there.
New Star Wars is garbage, but I love sci-fi.
Wait, what did you just say?
New Star Wars.
New Star, okay, new Star Wars. Yeah.
In fact, old Star Wars.
I agree with you on that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just okay.
Yeah.
The new Star Wars sucks.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Old Star Wars is awesome. It's just okay. No, it's awesome.
No, it's good.
No.
Alright, I'm not playing music with you anymore, man.
I think we just saw the breakup of Sandrider.
Yeah, short-lived.
Right here on the Air Raid podcast. So how did you guys get together? What was the impetus of Sand Rider?
We just rolled a D20.
Sure.
Critical hit.
What's your charisma?
I have enough charisma.
So how
we smoke our charisma.
That's right. Where? How did you guys meet?
John and I met first day of freshman year high school. We've been in many bands since then. And a couple of years ago, 2 years ago now, I guess, we were like, let's start a new band. And
we released a record 2 years ago.
So then it was 3.5 years ago. Oh my God.
It was like 10 years ago. No, it was like
you guys are catty.
15 years ago, we planted some grapes.
Yeah, okay. I'll
in a field.
Carry on.
And that's it.
Okay. Awesome.
Is this really going to be on the radio?
What's that?
Is this really going to be on the radio?
Well, on the fake one. On the fake one.
We're on TV right now.
Oh, shit.
You're being videotaped.
Yeah. Do I look okay? No, that would be bad news, man.
So, did you guys... I mean...
You like that?
Akimbo must have played a show with the Ruby Duo at one point, right?
No, we refused to play with those guys.
Yeah, because you were like, they suck. No, yeah, right, dude. Yeah. Especially the bass player. Actually, did you play bass on Ruby?
Actually, I played.
I'm kidding.
I played guitar a little bit, though.
Yeah,
it's wow. I swapped a little bit. I tried to play guitar a lot more. Not everybody was into that idea.
People get they get a little butthurt.
Yeah.
A little bit butthurt.
A little butthurt. Yeah.
Yes, we played lots of shows.
Everything worked out. Okay. Yeah. Lots.
I know Jesse the most from doing tattoos, though. He tattooed most of my body.
I was tattooing him, and he just mentioned that they've been playing together, and we're looking for a bass player. And
Where was that at, over in Wenatchee?
I was same place I work now, Lucky Devil.
Yeah. You think I drive to Wenatchee to get tattooed?
You still have some business.
Fucking kidding
Well,
me?
Maybe.
No. No.
Yeah, just making tats on this guy, and we just start talking about it. So, having a good time.
Right on.
I thought you were the drummer of the Ruby Doe.
No.
I couldn't see very well. That's got contacts.
We're easy to mix up, Josh and I.
Yeah. Anyway.
This interview is going downhill quick.
I
think everybody's got a contact high now. So
what's the question?
Great.
Give us a question.
I've been asking you questions. You guys have been dodging them.
We have been avoiding questions. Everything's been answered.
Has it?
Name one question that has not. That is unanswered.
How did you guys first get together?
We told you.
You planted grapes.
Yeah, and then John and I met in high school. And then he was being tattooed by him, and he said, "Hey, we're starting a band. You want to join?" And he said, "Yes." The end. I mean, it's not rocket science, man.
Maybe I'm the only one with the contact high.
You know, many things start with the planting of grapes.
So how long has Sand Rider been a conglomerate?
About 12 years.
Has it really?
Three days.
Shut up.
Is it 3 years? Is it really like 3 years?
I think it's been 3.5, actually.
Has it? Years?
I don't fucking know.
Because we were together for a year or so, like maybe 9 months, and then we went and recorded that fucking record. And it took 2 years for it to come out. Yeah. And now it's a year later almost. It's 6 months later. Yeah. It came out in December, so I would say 3.5 years.
Wait, when did you record the record?
2 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
I don't know.
2009.
2009.
Yeah, yeah.
Spring 2009.
So, yeah. And it's out now?
Yeah.
As of December.
And where can people find that?
The internet.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is
sandrider.com.
This guy who's awesome. He's got it for free.
I got this email.
He sits out on the corner of Pike and the
12. I got an email from this guy in Dubai, and all he wanted was my credit card. And he said he put out our records, so yeah, it totally worked out. It's great.
But you can get it at goodtodierecords.com, or you can go to Bandcamp, right? And you can go to iTunes and get it. And then what's that other shitty place?
Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon.
That's shitty.
Thinking of
shitty place.
The one with the books. The one with the books. Amazon.
So have you guys seen Batman yet?
Yeah, I saw it last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
A little underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah.
Just too much?
He's just bummed he didn't get shot.
Yeah.
Too soon.
It's never too soon.
Are we going to go there?
I just did.
We can. Yeah.
I felt like it was very much in the realm of a generic superhero movie. And the reason I love Batman Begins and Dark Knight was because they were above and beyond a generic superhero movie. And I feel like a lot of the stuff they did in this last one was very much like, it was like, oh, like, good job. You did a good superhero movie.
Like Spider-Man 3.
This is like the Avengers or not Spider-Man 3, fuck you.
You like Spider-Man 3?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you did a good job with a superhero movie. Like, good for you.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about the latest Batman.
Okay.
Was not as good as the other two.
Was it too? See, I heard that they like tried to pack in too much shit, like too many villains, too many.
Yeah. A little bit of that, and it goes a little bit too far into like fantastic like comic book land. The reason I love the other Batman movies is because it's very like while they were doing like fantastic comic book stuff, it felt very like grained in a real scenario.
Yeah,
and they went out of that scenario for this movie.
Okay. So. Well, there you have it, Sand Rider's review of Batman. The new Batman movie. There's a lot of burps. There's a lot of burping going on.
A lot of beer going
in this, in this green room. Well, thank you guys so much for talking with me for a short while.
I love it.
And fucking with me a little bit. That was great. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
I want to apologize to all the listeners you just lost from this fucking podcast.
I want to apologize to all the listeners you just gained. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We're playing. Our next show is the White River Amphitheater at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I shit you not. Pee in the grass.
Nice,
are you recording?
Man. Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. 2 o'clock, White River Amphitheater. We're opening up for The Offspring. We're opening up for not just them, but also Chevelle, who I don't even fucking know, but I've heard bad things. Yeah. And then also Campbell fucking Box.
And if you show up, some ladies are going to be getting pregnant just standing there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
These steaming clouds.
Yeah, man. This is fantastic.
If you've had trouble conceiving, you need to come to the show. Will you guys come in studio and do like a whole show with me sometime?
Yes. Done.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love you guys. I love you guys right now. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a great show tonight. And when is it? Like next show?
The next show is
Total Fest in Missoula, Montana. Go!
Well,
drive.
Total Fest.
Yeah, go to Total Fest. Drive there.
It's August 20th, I think.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of listeners over in Missoula.
17 to like 19, 20.
It's August 32nd, I think. I don't fucking know.
August 32nd.
I'm joking, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The Candlebox show is definitely September 29th.
I think it's early September.
No, it's later.
I think so.
As you can tell, we don't know anything.
It's pretty obvious. Thank you guys very much for joining me here. Yeah, and have a great show tonight.
Alright, there you have it, everybody. Sand Rider, they were pleasant people, and I hope we can get them on here in the future. And go to their Bandcamp site, check out their upcoming shows, sandrider.bandcamp.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We had a great time at Capitol Hill Block Party this year. Hopefully we'll be in attendance again, and we will see you next week. Have a good one.